Hi, welcome to the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us on VBSRadio.com and also live, full stream broadcasting, video and audio on Love528TV.net. Comes to you every Tuesday night, and it's been a very special week this week, so it's going to be a special Tuesday night for this broadcast tonight. I don't think that we're going to be able to have a report from Hawaii where the first resolution that is actually an official legal tendered resolution before the county of Hawaii, the legislature there, that's moving actually to the state with regard to the vaccination exemption for the swine flu and the flu, given the fact that this isn't a complete scam, and we're going to talk a lot about it tonight. If you're just joining us, we have a little pre-introduction. This is the first time that we're actually broadcasting from a new studio in Laguna Beach, California. And we welcome all you watchers, your viewers, and listeners tonight. I'm sitting next to Sherry Kane, who is an investigative journalist. And she's actually been very executive in doing some fabulous research and been helpful in the writing of a very important affidavit that is online right now at fluscam.com. And that has been a website, as you know, if you've been listening in, that has been developing over months now. And I think we have now is the definitive website on this whole flu issue, and especially with a slam dunk affidavit that we have posted now with all of the 23 exhibits that are stunning, very compelling, which exposes the heart of the beast. That is the Rockefeller Royal Family of England administered biotechnology agenda that is advancing global genocide under the guise of public health, using vaccinations as the principal genocidal weapon for mass destruction, population reduction, and in essence, the ingredients in these vaccinations, and more incredibly, the ingredients in this organization, the trust coming from New York, that is the members of this trust that David Rockefeller put together on behalf of the global agenda, are stunning, extremely compelling, and meticulously documented for not your enjoyment, but your help to get this information out, to save as many lives as possible. We're really counting down now. We've got about 4 weeks until we're told that the major vaccination push is going to begin. In that time, I pray that this affidavit will reach the right hands. I am praying here that the U.S. constitutional attorneys that have been interested in advancing a TRO, a temporary restraining order, an injunction against the Food and Drug Administration, and the health officials that are fraudulently advancing the propaganda that is basically telling people that they must take it. I was on Alex Jones today with Sherry Kane. And Sherry, welcome to the Inside Hour.
Thank you. It's great to be here. And I'm happy that we're getting this out to the public because they really need to know what's going on. I mean, it's pretty scary. The more you uncover this research, the more you find that everywhere you turn, you're hitting a wall. It's more and more stuff to uncover. There's no way out of it. They're all involved in it. It's like a circus.
Yeah, and so when you say hitting a wall, Sherry's been doing some investigative journalism and contacting people like in Australia at the Murdoch administered. The Murdoch family actually has some very interesting connections to the vaccination agenda and vaccine testing. Maybe, Sherry, you might be able to enlighten our viewers and listeners as to what Rupert Murdoch, who is an extraordinarily wealthy media mogul, is really doing, engaged as he is in the vaccine, H1N1 swine flu vaccine agenda.
Well, the interesting thing is that what I found was that he has a research institute. It's in Australia. It's called the Murdoch Children's Research Institute, and that is actually spelled out MCRI, Murdoch Research Children's Institute. And what they're doing right now is they are conducting swine flu trials for babies age 6 months old to children eight years old. And it's run by Rupert Murdoch's daughter-in-law, who is Sarah Murdoch. And she basically, I tried to call her because it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, our time, because over there, I guess they, you know, they're in another day. So stayed up all night, tried to call over to Australia, tried to get in touch with Sarah Murdoch, and I hit a wall there. I got a woman whose name was listed on the website. She was a marketing person. She told me that it was the CSL pharmaceutical that they were in co-op with that was actually conducting these swine flu trials.
Now, that's one of the world's leading vaccine development organizations, one of the six main H1N1 swine flu vaccine manufacturers that are conducting the trials on pregnant women. And again, when you think about the concept that most medical doctors, in fact, all medical doctors know, are trained that you barely do anything, only very, very important emergency procedures on pregnant women. Anything that's elective, such as vaccination, is never done. You would never think of injecting mercury, for example, or squalene adjuvant, or interleukin-2, or contaminated monkey kidney tissue-derived viruses that are literally in these vaccines, at least in Baxter's, because that's how they produce them. And anyway, CSL is another major one like Baxter. So go ahead, Sherry, tell more about what it is that you learned when you investigated what this administrator that you contacted in Australia told you about CSL.
Well, basically she told me that, well, I didn't speak to CSL. I spoke to a woman over at Rupert Murdoch's research institute who referred me to their partner, which was CSL. CSL are the ones that are actually putting on the swine flu trials. When you research it and you look at who Rupert Murdoch is, this guy's a media mogul. And who would even think that he would be involved in vaccinations? So there, I mean, how are we going to be informed by the mainstream media if there is a conflict of interest there? They're promoting their own products. And it's not just Rupert Murdoch. When you go and look at, and believe it or not, check out the Partnership for New York City, that is actually ground zero, literally, which is kind of ironic because they're the ones that are in charge of rebuilding the World Trade Center in New York City, and they're in partnership with Larry Silverstein, who bought the World Trade Center six weeks before it came down, for 99 years he leased it for it. And basically
this is the Larry Silverstein who recently actors Charlie Sheen and Alex Jones on the Infowars.com website have a wonderful video. Silverstein is the man that was caught saying that, well, we're just going to pull Building 7, when in fact the Reuters news service had fed the BBC and reported that the building had already come down before it even came down. And Sherry, in your research, you also found something interesting about Reuters.
Yeah, Reuters is another conflict of interest. Reuters is owned by Thomas Glocer. He's the CEO of Reuters. He also is the director of Merck Pharmaceuticals, and he's also on the same Partnership for New York City as Rupert Murdoch. By the way, Partnership for New York City was founded by David Rockefeller. So there you go. If you keep on digging, you're going to get to the top, and it all comes down to David Rockefeller, which is not any new news to anyone.
It's not news. You know, again, in the affidavit that you're welcome to receive, in fact, it's online for free along with all of the exhibits. There are 23 hard-hitting, freely downloadable PDF file exhibits. And that also, if you know anyone that doesn't have a computer, you can call a toll-free number to receive a copy of an information kit that contains this affidavit. Extremely valuable, vital information that you've got to share with your loved ones, family, friends, politicians, lawyers, everybody that you can get this news out to, because it is vitally important, because it's really the complete, final, total expose of what's really happening. The gross conflicts of interest between those who run the mainstream media, that is, who controls the mainstream mind, the mindset of the culture, like in America, the American medical culture in which we have grown up, and we now have our faith and trust misplaced into the drug industrialists, into the medical deities that administer these toxic vaccinations for population reduction. We've got to think again. So this information you can get by calling a toll-free number us also. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And ask, if you will, about all the wonderful things that are available in Healthy World Store, in this organization that has been supporting my person as well as this whole broadcast for many years now. I ask you to find out about zeolite, because a lot of people are going to be intoxicated. You should realize that the five-step process right now that I articulated in the book Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science, many years ago. Now, finally, everybody's going to get to be compelled to use that, because not only if you get vaccinated do you need to detox, deacidify, boost, normalize your natural immunity holistically, that is every way possible, oxygenate, and bioenergize, but every single one of us right now, for what is happening, what is coming down, and the threat of pandemics that will be caused by the vaccinations, because they contain easily mutated, very unstable viruses that recombine. From what sources? Well, that's one of the most stunning smoking guns, that these viruses that the pandemic currently spreading, that's called H1N1, actually has components of the avian flu, H5N1, the Mexican swine flu, and most incredibly, the 1918 dead corpse that was pulled out of basically its state, its resting place, to have the geneticists and the virologists extract the genetics of the Spanish flu from 1918. Well, guess what? There's no possible way that that could have gotten into the current circulating flu except by laboratory manipulation and laboratory release. And on the affidavit, you'll realize that this is not anything new. History shows, it was published recently in the New England Journal of Medicine, that the 1977 swine flu outbreak was likewise laboratory source. That's a quote, laboratory source. So this is nothing new. We're looking at global genocide operating under the guise of public health. The national security interests are not just yours and mine. The CIA has been engaged heavily in suppressing and propagandizing all of this. According to the CIA's documents that we also link online for a free downloadable view, is the documents that show that the CIA is pulling the strings on all of the infectious disease agencies in America. National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Disease, the foremost infectious disease agency possibly in the world, with Dr. Anthony Fauci, who now is implicated in global genocide. He's basically an operative for the CIA. He's under operation that the CIA has overseeing these health agencies and particularly infectious disease agencies. And what's stunning also, additional revelation, is that the gross conflict of interest in Dr. Fauci. This is the man who literally has been at the forefront in propagandizing H1N1 swine flu vaccinations. In other words, this is the man who's been making the media circuits, going on Rupert Murdoch's Fox television and through the cable visions and all of the stations and debating people and saying that the vaccines are safe and effective. Well, guess what? He's got an ingredient in the vaccinations. He's got an ingredient called interleukin-2, IL-2, which is one of the proprietary substances that have been placed into the vaccine that is associated with the adjuvants, that's the additives that are added to boost the immune response. Well, that's interleukin-2. It's a federal government-owned, but it is discovered and co-patented by Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's the director, in fact, he's the AIDS czar for the United States of America, and he is the overseer of National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases and principal promoter of getting vaccinated. Well, these kinds of revelations you'll only find in one place. That is the affidavit that I have penned with the help of Sherry Kane to get it into the hands of the attorneys who can potentially get TROs, temporary restraining orders and injunctions to halt the vaccinations and the intoxications that will ensue starting as soon as October 20th or thereabouts. October 21st is the official date now that we've heard is the date that they're going to be administering in mass the swine flu vaccine. Sherry, tell us a little bit more about the discoveries that you made of Gloucester, of Rockefeller. What about the Queen of England? How does she play into this?
Well, the Queen of England is actually affiliated with Rupert Murdoch's mother, Elizabeth Murdoch, who she is very, very close to the Queen. She's part of the whole entire British regime, and she's been in the healthcare hospital field forever. I mean, if you look her up, she has a hospital in Australia that she runs. It's really for pregnant women and children, again. And she is also conducting research trials in her hospital.
On babies, right? On babies and young children. So, folks, this is the type of research that Rupert Murdoch, you would never, ever expect the media mogul who runs Fox and all these other largest cable network and news agencies and news networks, you'd never expect this, but this is the reality, and we've pulled it all together. Sherry, continue.
Well, basically, the Queen, so we have the Queen of England, we went all the way down, and we kept on going through the layers and layers and layers, and again, it comes back down to, it's really not our government that's doing this. Our government is just going, yes, we're just following rules. There is a much bigger picture behind this. The people that are behind this are very, very wealthy. And, you know, I think one of the main reasons a lot of times this has been brushed under the rug is because a lot of people are saying, oh, well, it's anti-Semitic to blame some of these people. Well, guess what? Dr. Horowitz and I are both Jewish. We're Messianic Jews. And we're here saying that this is all true. We are telling everybody the absolute truth.
It's actually very hideous to be in love, as my heart is, with not only the traditions of Judaism and all the great things about this religion, this theology of one God, and that, you know, that I'm not into the, as you know me quite well by this time, if you've been viewing me over the years, I'm not into exclusivity doctrines. I'm into the love of it just like Yeshua, just like Jesus was. And, you know, so, you know, I have been condemned, but I can tell you, as somebody who has a heart for the Jewish people and the Hebrew faith, I cannot conceive of most of these principal characters being part. It's exactly like Jesus said, beware of those who call themselves Jews who are not. We're talking people like Henry Kissinger, connected to the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, connected to the Council on Foreign Relations, along with Rockefeller, directed CFR, and this trust. This partnership for the city of New York, first of all, is the world's leading biotechnology consortium. It directs the evolution currently worldwide of Genito Pharmaceuticals. That is genetic manipulations of the populations through drug intoxications, and that's essentially what they're about. And that this trust, incredibly, when Sherry came out with this understanding and the documentation to prove that the Queen of England is intimately connected to Rupert Murdoch's 100-year-old mother, who's conducting the H1N1 swine flu vaccines on babies and children, it was stunning for us to learn and document that this Queen of England and the royal family had actually chartered this incredible organization that has evolved. That is the Council of New York, the New York Business Commerce Organization that David Rockefeller took and molded into his partnership for New York City, partnership for the city of New York. This has a charter from the royalty of England. And that it is not surprising, therefore, that the colony of Australia and the colony of Canada and the media mogul, Rupert Murdoch controlling the media globally, also Australia, the government pulling the political strings on the governments, governors of Australia that are pushing forward this vaccination. And then, of course, Thomas Gloucester, who is with Reuters, pulling the strings on the Canadian press and heavily engaged in manipulating the news media in Canada to propagandize and promote the alleged safety and efficacy of these vaccinations. It is a fraud, an outrageous, documented evidence fraud that we have now been able to royally expose with your help and this is an appeal. We're asking you, because this is not going to be on mainstream media. This is the mainstream media that's perpetrating the psychological operation. We ask you to make people aware about what it is that we've done. Go to fluscan.com, fluscan.com, and copy and paste the affidavit. Copy and paste the documents therein, and then hand them out. Get them out as fast and furiously as you possibly can, and help people to understand what is really happening. Help them to protect themselves and do everything that you can to save lives with us. Sherry, go ahead. What else did you find?
Well, I mean, we also did research. I dug up Zuckerman.
Zuckerman, yeah.
And Zuckerman, I mean, he's in controlling of Newsweek, Newsday.
Newsweek, Newsday.
He's a huge media mogul. Go ahead, Dr. Martin.
Zuckerman, the connections between Zuckerman and, again, the drug industry. Zuckerman, you know, when I first saw the first mention of the Lyme vaccine, for example, I saw that it couldn't possibly be that this was happening, because when I read the first notice of limericks, it's called, that I saw was in Newsweek, and that I read in the back page, the front page had a picture of a happy family playing in the woods, not at all afraid of getting tick bites and Lyme disease. You turn the page over, and what do you see? You see the package insert, and as I read the package insert, which is like the physician's desk reference, you begin to look at the side effects, you look at the studies, you look at what was done, and you see what a scam this was. I saw right away, it was even in the mainstream media, that 25 to 26% of the people that got the Lyme vaccine, Limerix, were going to sustain all the injuries and the disease called Lyme. They were going to have this chronic, crippling, rheumatoid-like arthritic condition evolve, just like we see in Lyme patients. So I saw that happening. Little did I know, and I did not know until this week, Sherry Kane was able to come up with the documentation linking this U.S. News and World Report executive editor and owner, whose name is Kennerman, Mortimer Zuckerman. Where did Kennerman come from?
He's someone else.
It's somebody else that's in the update. Anyway, Mortimer Zuckerman is the guy that you really got to look at what he's been doing. And with the Limerix vaccine, interestingly enough, he also has an amazing conflict of interest and intimately connected to the company SmithKline-Beecham that's advancing this vaccination and that was actually pulled from the market because it was so hideously toxic. Interestingly enough, also, this is Mortimer Zuckerman. Is that right? Did I get it right? Good, excellent. Mortimer Zuckerman is the guy who presented to Dr. Anthony Fauci, this man that I just mentioned to you, who is the AIDS czar for America, who oversees by the direction of the Central Intelligence Agency the American biopreparedness response and to infectious diseases, including these vaccines. Well, it was Zuckerman who gave Dr. Fauci his award for America's leaders, America's
great achiever
in America, along with David Baltimore, who I'm sitting right now in Southern California. And several years ago, David Baltimore was made the dean of University of Southern California. I think it's the main biotechnology institute. This is the man who is the pioneer of everything that you ever wanted to know about HIV/AIDS. He was the man that pioneered this whole concept of the RNA-dependent DNA polymerase. That's the reverse transcriptase enzyme that makes the AIDS virus tick. Then the recombining of that with the leukemia and the lymphoma and the sarcoma cancer viruses that were combined in laboratories, recombinations in the labs, genetically mutating the viruses taken from various species, cat leukemia, chicken leukemia sarcoma viruses. This is all from the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. That's one of my three national bestsellers. Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola has all of this meticulously documented. Well, it talks about David Baltimore as one of the leaders in this whole field. Zuckerman also gave at the same time he awarded Anthony Fauci with his award, so did he give one to David Baltimore. So, in other words, you've got the mainstream media, the tremendous leaders, the most wealthy media moguls, in bed with the pharmaceutical industrialists and the vaccine industrialists, giving awards to their puppet politicians and their puppet infectious disease and health officials. That's what we're looking at here.
Well, he also has a public interest there because there is the Mortimer Zuckerman Research Institute as well.
Aligned to who?
Zuckerman,
but it was also Rockefeller directed, Sloan Kancer Kettering Memorial Research Center, right.
Exactly.
So all of the expose that I did in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola that we came out with, I came out with that in 1996 originally. The most recent edition came out in 1998. Well, here we are 11 years later, and the whole book has a new life because we exposed all of the connections to the current H1N1 swine flu vaccine industrialists and the scam of it and the propaganda ministers behind it. Now they're linked to what I came out with 11 years ago in Emerging Viruses, intimately connected. And in fact, what's most stunning, you want me to say something about Baxter and the new revelations about the nanoxyl 9?
Well,
it's a spermicide.
I'll speak about it safely. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the nanoxyl 9, if you remember that, that's a spermicide. And it's given to women to inject into the vagina and to cause the sperm, any infection in the sperm, such as HIV, to be killed. Well, that's one of the ingredients in H1N1 swine flu vaccines, believe it or not. So is Dr. Anthony Fauci's AIDS-related interleukin-2. So you've got two AIDS drugs, one for boosting immunity, one for killing HIV, in H1N1 swine flu vaccines. Well, what an interesting thing that is. Well, it turns out that the nanoxyl 9 has been placed into Baxter's vaccinations. Baxter is the organization, it's one of the six vaccine industrialists worldwide that are actually manufacturing the different swine flu vaccines for the various countries. Baxter is the most hideously untrustworthy company, probably in healthcare. They have produced in past years, along with the Bayer Corporation, HIV, AIDS virus-laced heparin. That's blood clotting factor. Of course, it was Bayer that produced blood clotting factor 8 that was also sued in class action lawsuits brought on by HIV-infected persons because of the injections that they received with heparin. So you're looking at Baxter, which also in the news about 6-8 months ago was headlined because they had shipped the avian flu H5N1 virus that kills 60% of the people that it infects. This is the Asian avian flu. And so this virus, this sequences of the genetics in that virus is actually in the current pandemic flu that is circulating now. And this is one of the reasons why the authorities have been saying that this could mutate into something hideous and cause a tremendous amount of deaths. Well, they've heavily invested in that to the tune of billions and billions of dollars. They're heavily invested in the Rockefeller-directed population reduction agenda. And what do you think is going to happen when we people wake up en masse now? In fact, we are winning this war. We're winning the war against the propaganda ministers, in fact, by the grassroots initiatives such as this program tonight. What's going to happen when currently now in Asia, as of a couple of weeks ago, and we just posted this a couple of days ago on fluscam.com, on the latest news page of fluscam.com, you can go there, click on the PubMed, the publication medicine from the database from PubMed of the actual study that was done showing that more than half of the doctors out there in the world today and more than 60% of the nurses in the UK and more than 60% of the nurses in New York State are not going to go along with this scam. They're not going to take the vaccines. They're not going to give it to their family. They're not going to give it to their patients. So we're winning the war right now. Now, what do you think is going to happen? when these global industrialists begin to get royally exposed, like we're doing the Royal Rockefeller Exposé here tonight on BBS Radio and on www.love528tv.net. And thanks to Sherry Kane, we have on fluscam.com all the documents that prove all these incredible allegations that are more than allegations. These are not foolish conspiracy theories. This is a conspiracy reality that has been documented meticulously. Go online, get the documents at fluscam.com. But what do you think is going to happen? Now, I pray that nothing's going to happen. I pray that we're going to wake up. I pray that the government is going to cease and desist this genocidal operation on behalf of the Rockefeller Trust and the Partners for the City of New York. I pray that that's going to happen. But you know what? I can't give my faith and trust over to simply prayer in this regard because I'm a little bit studied in the book of Revelation and I know how it turns out. I know the mark of the beast is still coming. We're talking about very chip organization and the angel chips that they've created that have the capacity to not simply track whether or not you're infected with H1N1. That's their propaganda. These devices have the capacity to electromagnetically stimulate your body so that you die. It is a death ray. It is a death ray technology. That's what these chips, these biochips, are really about. Don't let anyone fool you. If you have any desire to have a full understanding of this, get the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. Death in the Air came out 3 months before September 11, 2001. I have pleaded with the FBI to look at that book. I brought them copies of that book. And I brought them copies a week before the first anthrax mailings were announced in the press, pleading with the Federal Bureau of Investigation to do the job that we taxpayers have paid them to do. That is protect us against organized crime and criminals. And this is a RICO issue. Racketeering and organized crime. This partnership for the City of New York is a racketeering organization, it is a drug cartel, it is a drug trust, and it is a media drug trust that is not only manipulating people's minds, but intoxicating people's bodies, and it has got to stop. Now we the people demand a thorough investigation by the FBI and other agencies. The attorney generals from various states need to be educated. They need to be informed. That's what the affidavit is for. The affidavit and the resolutions on fluscam.com, if you simply copy and paste those into your documents, modified for your local needs and your local attorneys general and your local health department officials in terms of the injunctions and temporary restraining orders and the maintenance of your religious exemption and your freedom to choose opting out of the vaccine program, even though they're coming at us with the likelihood of saying these will be mandatory if and when this hideous turn of events takes place. This is what I am saying to you. If you were in their shoes, what would you do? Well, I can tell you it doesn't take a rocket scientist to conclude they've got to pull the big one. They got to create a national emergency. They got to save face. They got to use their store stockpiles of all these bioweapons and these vaccines. So what are they going to do? They're going to call on their good old friends from the CIA that the Congress of the United States has already investigated the use of biological similars and biosimulants and spraying out of aircraft over the cities of not only New York in the subway system, but also in the Pennsylvania Turnpike outside of Pittsburgh and also in the San Francisco Bay Area during the 1960s, the spraying. And guess who was in charge of the congressional committee that was investigating the CIA covert operations that were illegal and dangerous to the public's health? Oh, excuse me, coincidentally, Rockefeller. It was Rockefeller who sat on top of that committee. And so that committee in Congress, just like I saw, never really amounted to too much in the investigation of mercury toxicity, but in essence we're dealing with this hideous reality, and forthcoming tragedy. I want to give out, I think we have a caller calling in. Let me give out a toll-free number to call. We'll take calls now. 888-815-9756 is the toll-free number to call. If you want to get on the Inside Hour tonight. Hi, welcome to the Inside Hour. Who's calling?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air with Dr. Len Horowitz and Sherry Kane. This is the Inside Hour. Can I help you?
Yes, I just have a question regarding my health.
Okay, we've got a health question. What's your name?
Eddie Sanchez, calling from Newburgh, New York.
Oh, Eddie Sanchez from New York. Welcome to the Inside Hour, Eddie. What's your question?
Well, my question is, I was diagnosed with Lyme disease. I was just wondering if you had any kind of protocol that you recommend for that.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. First thing I would recommend that you do is get the book Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. That book is $23 and change. You can get that book by calling toll-free, 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787, or you can go online to healthyworldstore.com. Go into the book section of healthyworldstore.com, click on the book Healing Celebration, and read up about it. If you can't afford $23 and change, go to your local library. Ask your library to bring that book in. They most of the time they'll do that because that's what they're there to do. That's what the funding is for, is bringing books in for your local community, persons who request the books. Now, if you can't do either of those, go online to healingcelebrations.com, and at least you'll get a very good summary. In essence, the book talks about five very important steps that every single one of us needs to understand right now. Healthcare and disease remission, disease reversals, is not hard. It takes some simple knowledge. It's hard only when you believe in a lie, when you believe that you can't overcome something, when you believe in that the drug industrialists make you think that you've got to go to medical deities to pop every pill to cure every ill, which makes you sicker and more demented, literally. Essentially, what you need to know, there's five steps. Number one, detoxification. You can use, personally, what I would recommend for you is the old Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser. Stanley Burroughs died several years ago. He was an old man. But he left us with the understanding that if you take cayenne pepper spiked lemonade, cayenne pepper is one of the most alkalinizing agents you can put into your body. If you take cayenne pepper and you put it into a lemonade made sweet by using, ideally, fresh squeezed cane juice, and if you can't find that, you can use grade B or C maple syrup that still has the minerals in it. You use fresh squeezed lemon and lime, ideally organic, and then you make yourself a lemonade that you fast on for 9 days. I personally did one for 31 days, and then I followed it with a Green Harvest fruit smoothie fast. So I fasted for 40 days a few years ago. I would recommend that for everybody who wants to develop themselves, not only in health, but also spirituality. So what I would recommend that you do is start to detox and alkalinize. Step two is accomplished by the good hydration. You want to be drinking about I would say, 3/4 of a gallon to a gallon of that hot lemonade, that spiked lemonade, per day for the fast period. You want to pee out all the toxins that are going to start to come out of you. I would highly encourage you to add OxySilver to your juice. OxySilver was not available when Stanley Burroughs was around or when I first began to write Healing Celebrations. Today we have OxySilver. It is the most advanced, profoundly advanced silver hydrosol with nano silver that when you start to take that, the Lyme agent will be decimated electrically, bioenergetically. That's what the superconductive OxySilver nanotechnology will do. Plus, it will oxygenate, and those germs hate oxygen. So you've got step one, detox. The viruses are going to pour out of you. The Lyme spirochete is going to pour out of you. all of the bacteria that you're infected with, pathogenic bacteria, are going to start to pour out of you. So you've got to remain well hydrated. So drink besides your 3/4 gallon to a gallon of this juice per day. You might want to add a little bit more water, maybe a couple quarts of good pH 8 adjusted drinking water. You want to change your alkalinity because those infectious diseases can't do well, if at all, in a body chemistry made alkaline. In essence, all of the pH, parts hydrogen or power of hydrogen, is based on fundamental understanding of water. Water is part of the triune God. Everything about it is divine. And so you want to study up about water on liveh2o.org. It's the concert site for a concert for the living water, and it'll bring you to tremendous information about what we've already done for water. Step 3 is boosting or normalizing your immunity naturally and holistically. So read up about the various ways that you can do that in healing celebrations and the materials that I have online as well. Step 4 is oxygenation. That's what I was just mentioning a couple minutes ago about oxysilver. It's the only silver hydrosol that's available to my knowledge that has a combination of oxygen with silver. It's a covalent bonded molecule. The silver is actually part of the water molecule, water being a superconductor of sound and energy, light as well as silver is a superconductor. And so you've got a double superconductor that's bonded to oxygen that, because of the energetics of it, robs the electrons off of the pathogenic membranes, destabilizes the germs, and so they die. If you additionally add oxygen and oxygenation therapies, that's miraculous restoration that you can expect. And then, of course, last but not least is step 5, bioenergetics. Bioenergetics, everything from hands-on healing and prayer to the sound, color, and light frequency generators and therapies. All of these things can be used, much like essential oils or much like homeopathics, energetically vibrating inside your body temple because you're made mostly of water, and your water contains hydrogen with those electrons connected that can be made to energize you. And so this is how you should actually very simply and naturally begin to get yourself back to health and sustain. Everybody listening who is healthy already, do the same thing anyway. Because at this time, this age, with the flu coming, or the not so much the flu. The flu is a great thing. Go to fluscam.com, in fact, and read flu to-dos on fluscam.com. And you'll see flu is a wonderful thing for detoxification, for mucus elimination. The mucus comes from mostly the dairy products, the foreign proteins from cows. We're not supposed to be drinking that stuff. You're supposed to be drinking mother's breast milk. You're supposed to be maybe drinking goat's milk is far better than cow's milk for eliminating the antigens and the proteins that cause the flu to come on. Besides that, the risk factors that cause your body chemistry to turn acid, which then continues to promote the growth, the growth of pathogens, such as the Lyme disease agent, such as the H1N1, and such as the cancer viruses. Cancers cannot do well. No chronic diseases cannot do well in your body if you make it alkaline. So this is the simple understandings that we bring through this knowledge of the 5-step process. So that's the best thing I could recommend for you. How was that? Was that adequate for your needs?
That was excellent. I appreciate it very much, Mr. Hallowitz.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling the Insight Hour. Be blessed, brother.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Again, if you're a caller that would like to join us tonight, I know we're pretty much getting down. You know what time it is? I should have put the clock over there. Anyway, if you'd like to join us, if we still have a couple minutes left, it's 888-815-9756. That's the toll-free number to call for bbsradio.com. What time is it, Sherry?
It's a quarter.
Quarter. So we have 15 minutes to take your calls and or comments with regard to the revelations that we've been advancing. to wake people up. Another caller. Hi, welcome to the Insight Hour. Who's calling? Where are you from?
It's just Karen from Atlanta.
Karen from Atlanta. Welcome to the Insight Hour, Karen from Atlanta. What would you like to know?
Well, we were representing the East Coast tonight. It's quarter till 1 in the morning, and I'm wide awake just listening to you guys.
Well, you're quite exciting.
This is awesome. First of all, I want to thank you for your courage and for your enthusiasm. We need more people like you. This is such an important thing, and I'm just really, really impressed with what you're doing. This is the first time I've heard your show. It's not the first time I've heard of you and what you do. However, I'm really, really excited. I came to you looking for colloidal silver, and I got educated pretty quickly that I need covalent silver. And I am currently healing, or my body is being borrowed by breast cancer for a little while, and I'm healing it with the grace of God and nature and prayer and looking to some silver to help me out. I've got a pretty heavy viral load going on right now. And I'm doing chelation therapy as well as hyperbaric oxygen and a lot of the good stuff that you mentioned earlier on the question for me. But I need to know about zeolites and how much and where, and also about the oxysilver, how much and where, and anything else you think you might bestow upon me with your wisdom.
Well, thank you. That's wonderful. Okay. How much? You don't need a lot of either oxysilver or the zeolite. And for the folks that don't know, zeolite is not what I'm recommending. I'm recommending zeolite. Zeolite is the principal medical chelation formulations that are out there. What we've done with zeolite is take it to the next step. We have a product called Zeolife. It's the best detoxification, broad-spectrum detoxification formula in the world. And again, I'm privileged. I'm totally blessed. I work with some of the world's leading experts and geniuses. My brother, Dr. Medicine Wolf, was the one who, for us, developed the Liquid Dentist, which is incredible. You got to check that out, liquiddentist.net. But also the Zeolife, which is modified zeolite to do not just chelation, but remineralization. Because the danger with chelation therapy, and any good doctor will tell you this, is that you're pulling out beyond the heavy metals, you're actually pulling out good minerals that you need. And so the zeolite replaces the minerals, and then what's fascinating is the actual honeycomb of the lava molecule that's used to create zeolite is modified to actually energetically hold onto the trapped chemicals, trapped heavy metals, and whatever pieces of pathogenic material it grabs onto, it moves out, which is a process called clathration. That's C-L-A-T-H-R-A-T-I-O-N. It's different from chelation. It's the additional safety measure that you want in order to not make a patient sick from chelation. It's called clathration, and that's accomplished with Zeolife. Zeolife.net is the website. You can get more information on that. My family takes about one teaspoonful. We always use, by the way, never use a metal spoon. Always use plastic spoons, because every single formula that we're producing now, we're producing with 528 hertz frequency energetics, so that we're literally using the bioenergy of prayer. And this is why we enhance. See, prayer manifests mostly because your heart has faith and it has love. Love is the universal healer. And we now know, and we published this in my favorite book for you to recommend to you, is Love. The real Da Vinci Code, not the fraudulent Da Vinci Codes that we've heard from the mainstream media and Hollywood, or Dan Brown's book. The real Da Vinci Code has everything to do with what we're talking about. Love from the heart, the energetics of the way the Creator created the entire universe, and we can recreate not only our own bodies, but also this entire planet can be completely recreated if we get to the point, God willing, we'll get there soon, where we're not dealing with the global industrialists that are poisoning us as well as our entire ecosystem, that we get to the point where we can live in peace with each other as brothers and sisters, expressing the love in our hearts and building a better world for our children and our children's children. This is what we now understand comes from the heart, and we now know that there's an energy of that that we are now know scientifically determined is 528 hertz. It's extremely close to 528 hertz or cycles per second. And that is what we now are putting into our formulas. So with OxySilver, for example, here's how to take OxySilver.
Okay.
If you come down, you know that first sign of a cold or flu that you get? You get this kind of like feeling you might be coming down with something. If at that very moment you take three capfuls, now these are plastic caps or plastic teaspoonful of OxySilver with prayer. If you get sick after doing that just one time, we will double your money back on the OxySilver that you spent, $49.40 if you buy it retail. If you buy it wholesale, 40% discount, you'll get a case for about $500 and some odd dollars, and you get 18 bottles, is 500 and something, I can't remember exactly, but you buy it at 40% discount, and also you can join our affiliate network, our organization, and help save lives by disseminating these and make some money as well for yourself because you probably need it like everybody else. So if you take it with prayer and you do it at that moment, we guarantee you, you will not get the flu. You will not get cold. You will miraculously go on to live healthy. And this is not anything new that we're guaranteeing you stay well. This is what the 5,000-year-old practice of acupuncture has been doing for 5,000-plus years. The acupuncturists do not get paid if you get sick. They keep you healthy. That's what OxySilver does, and that's what our guarantee of that. That's how to take OxySilver with prayer. And by the way, you don't have to worry about toxicity. A lot of people ask, in fact, the most common question is this colloidal silver? Do you have to worry about developing tattooed skin, like turning into the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz with a condition called argyra? No, you do not have to worry about that. In fact, there was somebody from New York who foolishly, insanely ordered a whole case, 18 bottles of OxySilver. And because he was suffering with some disease and he thought it was going to be great, didn't follow the directions, didn't do what anybody told him to do, went crazy, and drank all 18 bottles in a 24-hour period. And I heard from his mother and his sister, they were frantic, they thought he was going to die. No. Literally, before you get the what is even considered a potentially toxic dose of OxySilver, you'd literally have to drink like 36 bottles or two times what this man drank. So don't worry about it being toxic. The beauty of this is that it's completely non-toxic. It's water. 96% of it is cleared out of your body within 48 hours. That's amazing. And that's completely unlike the old colloidal silvers. And again, because it's resonating in 528, because that's the love frequency and because love is the universal healer, that's where we're now advancing all of our nutritional supplements. This is actually not even a nutritional supplement. OxySilver is actually a mineral water. Classically defined, it's a mineral water. Legally defined, it's a mineral water. And there's nothing in it except water with a trace amount. It's actually less than 5 parts per million. Don't be fooled. Just because you see a product says it's got 20,000 parts per million of silver in it does not mean anything, because you're a bioenergetic being. Number one, you're a spiritual being having a human experience in a body vehicle, in a Holy Spirit-filled temple that's carrying your spirit around on this earthly plane. If you know that, then you should treat yourself just like the Creator treats you. How is it that you go to sleep at night feeling so dreadful, tired, and sick or ailing, and you get a good night's sleep and wake up in the morning so refreshed? Because all night long the Creator has been vibrating you through that Holy Spirit power of love, and now we now know even what the frequencies of that are. especially this love frequency. How amazing, what a time of revelation we're living in. When on one hand we've got the bad news, the worst news on the planet, the drug industrials have gone totally mad trying to eliminate at least 3/4 of our population. And on the other hand, we have everything we need to know about water science, about energetics, of bioenergetics, of electrogenetics. We now know what the body is, how it operates, how simply it can be brought back to health, how easy it is to really take care of our health. We don't need all this garbage. So the reality is we're living in a wonderful time in history, and I thank you so much for calling tonight. I hope that answers your question.
And more. Anything else you would add for the breast cancer recovery?
For the breast cancer, you know, my wife, my beloved wife Jackie, she beat breast tumors in 3 weeks using those 5 steps. Detox.
I'm ready to do that.
Yeah, she did. We prayed a lot too. Heartfelt prayer and loving intention. Number one, though, detoxification. She went on that Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser, alkalinizing, those tumors shrank. De-acidification, alkalinization, step two. Step three, boosting, normalizing natural immunity. It would not hurt you. There is a good immune supplement on Healthy World Store. It's called Immune Advantage. It's got some great mushrooms in it, natural mushrooms, botanicals that can eliminate the sagging immune response. And then step four is oxygenation. OxySilver is great for that. There's also OxyAdvantage on HealthyWorldStore.com. And then bioenergetics. Get the CD by Goldman, Jonathan Goldman's CD called Holy Harmony. Put it on at night before you go to sleep and pray with it that you're miraculously healed by the grace of the Creator, and you shall be healed, sister.
Amen, brother.
All right. Well,
thank you. Bless you.
Bless you, too. Thanks a lot for calling. So we're at the end of the Insight Hour tonight. I want to thank Sherry Kane for not just being on the show tonight, but for all the fabulous research that you've done and continue to do. This week, Sherry's going to be coming out with additional press releases. Stay tuned to fluscam.com, and next week this program, God willing, will be with you again. I want to tell you to stay tuned on BBS Radio for our brother Don Nikoloff on Evident Footprints. This is Dr. Len Horowitz and Sherry Kane. Sherry, you want to say anything else?
Definitely stay tuned for us, because we're going to have some amazing reports, like the latest updates are coming out, and it's going to be some stuff that you really need to hear. We're going to be talking about your local supermarkets and the campaign
that they're
trying to do to get you to take a swine flu shot.
We're going to ask you next week to do everything you can to boycott Vaughn's, boycott Safeway, Pavilions, all the stores that are directed by a man by the name of
Steve Bird,
B-U-R-D, your homework assignment. Check out Steve Bird. He is your number one U.S. of A. healthcare reform scam artist. We're going to expose him royally next week on the Insight Hour. Bless you. Bye for now.